Karibos, I hope all is good. Today's daf is Bava Kamma, daf Ayin Gimel. We will start today from the Gemara on Ayin Beis and Mabez. If you remember yesterday, right, we started the Mishnah and started talking about some Edim Zomim. Again, just to recap, Edim Zomim is when two witnesses come and say something and other witnesses come and say, Imano Ha'isam, you were with us. You could never have seen, right, the thing that you are testifying against. So we did a couple of permutations in the Mishnah, and now we start the Gemara. It could start a little later, but it's by the Kibyamre, but it's might as well just start at the beginning. So Itmar, it was said, Eid Zomim, right, what's the deal? When does an Eid Zomim become puzzles? Amar Abai Amar Lamafrey Hu Nifsal, Rava Amar Mekanu Lahabahu Nifsal. Abai says he is a puzzle Lamafrey, retroactively, meaning at the moment and time when he came to Beis Din and testified about the item in question, because usually, again, think of it, this doesn't happen instantaneously. Let's say on the first of the month, he comes and says something in Beis Din. People hear about the story. Two people sitting at home, right, see the newscast, and are like, "Hey, you were with us on that day. You couldn't have testified then. You couldn't have been there and testified about that action." So they come, let's say, a week later, for example, and testify, "Imano Yisam, you were with us." Right. So retroactively, Rabbi says on Rosh, let's say for example, Rosh Chodesh. So then when they testify, they're going to be puzzle. Rava says, no, from the moment and on, right, from the moment that they are puzzle, right, from the, when the Edim Zomim are disqualified, at that moment and further, right, let's say the second Kad of Edim come on the seventh of the month, so they're puzzle from that moment on, and not retroactively. Because the moment he testified falsely, he's a Rasha. Torah says a Rasha can't be
That's not the entire pasuk, but the pasuk says, "Lo sisa shem hashav." I'll tell you, "Gyodcha im Russia lios eid chamas." But okay, right, that's the Gemara Darshan's from there. All right, fine.
Rava Amar, Rava says, "No, mikanu labo nifsal." Rava says, "No, from now on, right, from when the eidim zomim are discovered, right, they're puzzle because eid zomim chiddushu, right, because eid zomim is a chiddush. Because what's really going on by eid zomim, right? The hatreu treinin who really two people say we saw, let's say the murder. Two people say, no, you were with us on that day. My chazdit tais lahani, tais lahani. Why do you believe the second group? Why you just believe the first group? It's 2 versus 2. So therefore, again, we learn that out from the psukim. But why should that be so? So we only have, right, the chiddush, right, for the chiddush is something that goes against what you would have thought. So we have from then on, we're not going to send it backwards retroactively. Igud Amri, some people say that no, Rava Namika Baisrele, that really Rava holds like Abai. Damar Lamafrehu saw that really he's retroactively possible. Time with the Rava. So why does Rava say that Mikano Lobo and if so, from here and on? Bishim Seda de la Kuchos, because we're concerned, right, for other Lukuko. So other different, irrespective of the court case here, let's say these Edim signed on a shtar, as Rashi says, a shtar mecher, right, between the testimony and the fact that, and the time when they became Edim Zomim. So let's say they testified and based about the murder on Rosh Chodesh, and then 7 days later, right, the two other Edim came and said Imano Isim, but in the middle, on the fourth of the month, they signed the Shtar Mecher, right, some sort of document. So if you make these people Pasul and Mafreya, so the Shtar is now Batal. But that's not fair, because, again, why should that be Batal? No one knew that these people were Pasul, that these people were Rishayim, that they testified falsely. Right, the person who arranged the Shtar, right, relied on them totally normally. So that's not fair, as the Rava says, Mikanu La Bonus. Maybe now, what's the difference between the two Shitas, right, of Rava? The Siddur Beitreilechad, Beitreilechad. Again, what did Rabbi say? In the second case, Rava agrees with the Abaye, but just we're going to pass on Mekanu L'Abo because of potential, you know, losses in other court cases and something. And the first thing we said that no, they're possible because Mamash, it's a chiddush, right? And therefore, right, we ain lecha bo elu chidusho. Right, we're only going to go from then and on. What's the difference? So what's the nafkamina between the two? The Siddur Beitreilechad, Beitreilechad. Let's say two Edim testified about one witness, and two other witnesses testified about the second witness, because in that case, it's not tray versus tray, it's 2 versus 1, so therefore that reason wouldn't apply. But the second reason, right, that we're nervous about the Lukukos, that would apply. Inami, or another reason, to Pasilimu Begez Lanuso, that they weren't possible because of lying, because of Mano Isim, but they posseled them that they were Ganovim, and therefore they were posseled Eidus Lagamri. La'achlish Namim Shem Chidush, right, Leka. So according to the one who says it's a Chidush, right, so that doesn't apply, right, so we are going to say Lamafreya, because it's not a Chidush, not Eidim Zomim, it's just testifying that they're Ganovim, and therefore they're posseled Lamafreya. So they were posseled then, they were posseled when they signed the Shtar, and people, they should have realized that they're Gazlanim. But La'achlish Namim Shem Chidush, Lekukos Ika, but that, according to that, right, then, meaning, Yeah, because in that, according to the case, the sheet of Rabbah says it's a chiddush. This is not a case of a chiddush. It's not a case of edim zomim. So therefore, they are puzzle of mafreya. But lahach, according to the one who says the reason is because of seder lekuchos, because we're nervous about the loss for these people that use them on the shtar. So then that is shaykh. So therefore, it's not going to be retroactive. It's going to be mekana l'abba. Sorry. Okay. I'm Rabbi Yirmiyahu Midifti of Rav Papa Uvde Kavasni Derava. Rabbi Yirmiyahu Midifti said Rav Papa held like Rava and Rav Ashi Amar, right, Hilchasa Kavasi Dabaye, and sure enough, right, this is one of the Yalkigam, so Hilchasa Kavasi Dabaye, Yalkigam, one of the six cases is Yalkigam, Edim, right, Edim Zomim is the Ayin. I'm not going to go through all the other ones there. If you want to check it out, does Rashi mention it over here? Yeah, Rashi does not mention what it is. Just very quickly, the first one is Yeh Shalom Midas. Lamed is Alechi. That's a case by Erevin. Kuf is Kiddushin Shalomim Surah Labia. There's some sort of condition that the Kiddushin that they can't have Bia. So that's Machlokas Abaye and Rava, right, whether the Kiddushin is good. Gili Daita Lemafreya, that's Gimel, right? And that's the halachas of Gittin. I don't remember exactly what that was. And then Mem is Mumar. I also don't remember what that is exactly, but okay. Fine, weiter. Tanah with the Mishnah. Again, this is a kasha nabai. Ganav al pishnayim v'tavachu machar al piyem. Right, if a guy stole and then was tavachu machar is chayv dal vhei benim tzu zomim and then there being zomim mishalman is a kol. Right, again, these edim, right, if the edim zomim, we can't testify about the theft and about the shchita, so then they have to pay. Obviously, they have to pay everything. So my love, what is in this case? Sheidu al gneva v'chazru v'heidu al tvicha, that they testified first, right, about the gneva, then they came back, right, not at the same time, but they came back and then testified later about the shechita, and then huzmu al gneva v'chazru huzmu al tvicha, and then sure enough, they said imano isam, let's say on Sunday when you testified about the gneva, and then imano isam, let's say on Monday, right, when you're testifying about the tvicha. V'vil sakot edu chamafreilu nifzal ha'kevan itzamu. If you're telling me that you were going to say the Edom Zomim are puzzle lemafreya retroactively, so when they testified about the Tvicha, they were already puzzle, right? Because they were puzzle because they were Edom Zomim when they testified about the Gneva. So why should they have to pay for the Tvicha? As Gemara says, Amri for the Shechita. So Amri, they said, the case is, no, the case is, yeah, in Echonami, that the Edom Zomim, they became Edom Zomim on the Tvicha, right? And therefore, or first, right? And therefore, they're gonna have to pay. The problem is, Amri, sof, like, Yehajubim, Itzemra Gneva, right? But when later, again, it doesn't matter when, right? Which Zomim, testimony they became Zomim about. Because Tachlis, when they become Zomim about the Gneva, right? Regardless of whether that happens a month later, right? If we go retroactively and we find out that they were Edom Zomim by the time of the Gneva, so then when they testified about the Tvicha, right, by the Shechita, right, they were also puzzled. So my Mishalim Tvicha. Must be a case where they testified both at the same time. So when they became Edom Zomim about both of them, right, so then they have to pay for all of it. Okay, that's how Abaye would understand that brisa. Let's say that this is, right, this Abaye and Rava, the Mafreyo Nifsal, the Mekanu Labo Nifsal, let's say that is a Machlokas Tanayim. Hayushnayim me'idim oso shegana v'hei me'idim oso shetavach. If there are two Edom, say that this guy stole a sheep, for example, and then they testify that they shechted it. V'huzmo al gneva, and then they became Edom Zomim about the theft. So nothing, right, all of this is a fabrication. So Edos Shabbat, the Mitzvah is about the Kula. So the Brisa says, the Tanakhama says, that if some of the Edos has been knocked out, so then all of it, right, is knocked out. Yenachanami, there was only Zomim on the gneva, not the Shechita, but the Edos about the Shechita, and then is therefore gone. Right, so then he's, I mean, obviously they don't, the edus is completely gone. Right, who's malat tvicha? Right, if they had, but if what's it called? If they were, became im zomim on the tvicha on the shchita, so then who mishalman shlomei kefa v'hem mishalman to mishlomei shlosha? Then we keep the edus on the gneva, right? And therefore, who, meaning the guy they're testifying about, pays kefa because the gneva, and then you know that's normal kefa, and they would pay, right, because they lied about the tvicha, they would pay. Right, the three, which is obviously not four or five, but that's three more in the case of a cow. Right, three more than the kefa. I'm Rabbi Yossi. Rabbi Yossi says no, but Medvar Amurim Bishtei Edios. That's only if they testified twice, or two sets of edim. Avabeidus achas, but if it's one kat, even if the part that got canceled is the edus on the tvicha, on the shechting, which is the second part of it, still the entire, in that case, we're going to still say, says Rabbi Yossi, that the entire thing, right, the entire edus, right, is uprooted. So Gemara says, Maibishne edus, so what is Umaibishne be'edus achas? So what does Rabbi Yossi mean? I kind of caught myself, right? What does Rabbi Yossi mean when he says there were two edios? What does that mean? Ilem b'shtei edios mamish. If you mean there are literally two kate edim, two groups of edim, b'shtei kitos, right? Be'edus achas, because achas b'zeh, achar b'zeh. And be'edus achas means one aid, one kat, not one aid, but one group of witnesses, one kat of edim, right, testified for both of them, and one after the other. Rabbi Yossi, in that case, Rabbi Yossi says, be'edus achas bekat achas b'zeh chazeh, right, kimes adi agneva, v'adim zadi atvicha, kimes zami atvicha, edus shabatim l'kzaz batakula. And in that case, when the aid, when there's a single kat of edim, they testify about both the gneva and the tvicha, and then they become edim zomim on the tvicha, the entire thing gets knocked out, and then we knock out the testimony on the Gneva as well. Why would that be? I mean, why does it make any sense, right, to say that it's say that the case where Rabbi Yossi says that if they get knocked out about the Shechita, they're also going to get, the Edus is going to get knocked out about the theft. Why would that make any sense if it's one group of Edim testifying about two separate acts? Right, just because the guy stole something on Sunday and then he shechted it on Monday, and we find out the Edim are lying about the Shechita on Monday, why does that possible the Edus, the testimony about the fact that they stole something on Sunday? It's Allah b'shtei eduyos. Must be rather that the case is two Edim. When we say shtei eduyos, what does that mean? It means be'edus achas ke'en shtei eduyos. Means one kat of edim that's like two edim. Mind new, what does that mean? Kat achas bezer cherzeh. Right, one group of edim testifying on different times, right, on different days, one after the other. I mean that they don't testify about the gneva and the tvicha, right, at the same time, right? Rather, they're testifying on two different days. Right? But if there was one group of edim, meaning that they testified about both things, the Shechita and the Gneva, right, at the same time, and then, right, we would parcel that legamri. Then we would knock that out. We would knock out the Edus about the Gneva, right? Usavrua, and we hold. What are we holding over here, right? The kuli amatok the dibur kedibur dami. The machlokas is, right, meaning we're holding, right, we assume that tok the dibur kedibur dami, that if you say, right, again, obviously, you can't say theft and the Shechita literally at the same time with your edus, but you must be that you're saying one whole long sentence, and therefore, and we're assuming that anything you say afterwards, right, as long as it's within the same time frame, is considered to be the same statement, right? Again, if you come and say Reuven stole that guy's sheep, right, and shechted it, so that's not technically saying it at the same time. That's technically two witnesses, two edios, two testimonies. So what we're saying, tok de dibur kedibur dami, that if it's within the time frame of tok de dibur, which we'll see how long that is in a second, that would be considered to be the same statement. So my love, welcome. If the machlokas from Rav Chaim and Rabbi Yossi must be as follows: the Rabbanu Savri mekana lo bone. If so, the kaven de kama hay shaita kama zame atvira nami de kama zame itzum itazum. Or itzum, yeah. So meaning the chachamim are holding that it's really mekanu luhaba, and therefore, right, and if you get pasled by the tvicha, right, you don't get pasled by the gneva, right? Gneva lo mitzum, delo mitzame lo itzum. Meaning, if you get pasled for the tvicha, you don't get pasled for the gneva. Rabbi Yossi holds now the mafreyu nefsal is pasled retroactively, and became a demiyad ki ishadu who demifsali ki itzamu luha tvicha itzum luha nami gneva. Meaning, the moment you get pasled, right, for the shechita, right, you also get pasled for the gneva as well, right? Because the hatoch the dibur kedibur dami, because again it was part of the same statement, retroactively it's all no good together. So Kumar says, Amrei, no, that may not necessarily be the machlokas Rabbi Yossi and the Chachamim, and maybe ran. Therefore, Rabbi Ben Abaye's machlokas may not necessarily be a machlokas Tanoim, because itoch the dibur kedibur dami, the kuli amam afreihu nefsal. Everybody agreed the toch the dibur kedibur dami, right, they would also theoretically say that it's pasul l'mafreya. I mean, you could say that. Say, Allah, but halcha, but here, what's the machogas? The machogas is, but toch the dibur kedibur dami, right, come and forget. The machlokas is whether we view that statement of the Edim, that when they say it all together in one statement, is that considered to be one statement or two? Right, when they said this guy stole the animal and he shechted it, right, is that considered to be one statement or two? Ravan sabri tok de dimur. Lav kedibur dami, and the Chachamim say that it's not true. So therefore, even though they said this guy stole the animal and he shechted it, that's two separate statements. And therefore, again, if you get passed for the shechita, you don't that doesn't mess up your edus about the geneva. Rabbi Yossi says no, tok kedibur kedibur dami. That's all one statement. Therefore, if one of the part of the statement gets knocked out, so too the second part. For some Rabbi Yossi tok kedibur kedibur dami. Gemara says 1 second. Does Rabbi Yossi really hold that? Tanah, then we learn in the Mishnah, this Mishnah is in Temura. Temura, again, is just quickly, is when you have an animal that's Kadosh, right, and you want to transfer Kedusha from one animal to the next, right, there are a lot of halachos. Long story short, it doesn't always work out so well, but that's what we're dealing with. So the Gemara says, Hare zu Temuras, Ola Temuras Shlomim. The guy says, this animal is an Ola, right, it's instead, a Temura, is instead of a Korban Ola, the Kedusha of the Korban Ola goes on this, and Temuras Shlomim, meaning normally Korbanos have to have one designation, but here he says, Temuras Ola Temuras Shlomim. So what do you do with that? Harezu Temuras Ola, right, it's designated for the Ola, right, it has the status of Ola, the Rabbi Meir, that's Rabbi Meir Shita, and then since, again, it's a Stira, right, so we're going to be what's called Tofas Lashon Rishon. We're going to take the first statement that he made because those are contradictory. Right? You can't have an animal that's both. So Rabbi Yossi says, in the Kachnas Kamei Mitchila, if that's what he wanted to say, meaning if that's what he wanted to say, both of them. So hold the Yeshua Likros Shnei Shemus Ke'echad Devarav Kayamin. Since it's impossible, meaning if that's what he really wanted. Again, just what would you do? Well, what practically would that do? What you would do with an animal that has both designations of an Ola and Shlomim? You would leave it out until it gets a Mum, and then you would sell it, right? And then you would buy an Ola and a Shlomim with the money. So that would be, right, the only possible halachic purpose to doing that. So if Rabbi Yossi says, if we ask him, what did you want to do? If you wanted to say, this is an Ola, this is a Shlomim, and therefore, you know, do that whole thing that I talked about a second ago, since you can't say, right, Kosh Baruch Hu said, Anochi Hashem Elokecha, and Lo Yelech Elokim Achirim at the same time, right, said a certain difference at the same time. We, obviously, humans can't do that. So since you can't say them both at the same time, right, so therefore, right, that they're both legit, because that's what he wanted. Vim Amr Tmuras Ola, Vinimlech Vamr Tmuras Shlomim, but if he changed his mind, and he said, this is going to be Tmuras Ola, and then changed his mind, and said, no, really, it's just Shlomim, then Harezu Tmuras Ola. Then we assume that it's an Ola. And we explained, right, about this Mishnah. Nimlech Pshita, right, it's obvious. If he changes his mind, right, then the Shlomim is nothing, right? It's an Ola, because that's his first statement took effect. Right? So Amar Papa, and Papa said, Nimlech Betok Kedi Dibor Kaminan. And Rabbi Yossi said, yeah, in Echanami, we're talking about a case where it's Tok Kedi Dibor, and we don't view, right, Rabbi Yossi says, we don't hold of the fact that he said it was a Shlomim, right? And that's the Chiddush, meaning that we obviously don't need, if you change your mind 10 minutes later, you changed it, that's fine. But if Rabbi Yossi is teaching that even if it's Tok Kedi Dibor, he says he changed his mind to the Shlomim, that's still no good. So we see that Tok Kedi Dibor Lav Kedi Dibor Dami, according to Rabbi Yossi, and why would, that throws out the entire answer we just had a second ago, if Rama Chalukas Rabbi Yossi in the Chachamim. So Gemara says, Amrei, no, Harekot Tok Kedi Dibor, sorry, Harei, Trei Tok Kedi Dibor Avi. There are two different time periods of Tok Kedi Dibor. Chad Kedi Shelis Talmud L'Rav, V'chad Kedi Shelis Rav L'Talmud. One is the time it takes to say hi between a Rebbe and a Talmud, and one is the reverse. Ki Leslei the Rabbi Yossi Kedi Shelis Talmud L'Rav. Rabbi Yossi says that when the Talmud asks a Rebbe, if it's after the time period in which the Talmud says Shalom Aleichem to his Rebbe, that's not considered to be the same statement. What is that? Shalom Aleichem Rebbe Umori, right? The Nafish. That's a little bit of that's more words. That's longer. If it's, you said something and then you waited the amount of time it says to take, it takes to say Shalom Aleichem Rebbe Umori, then that's already not the same statement. But Kedei Sheilas Rav the Talmud, but the Rebbe doesn't greet the Talmud with such kavod. He just says Shalom Aleichem. He just says hi. So then, Islay, if you retracted, so it's a very fine line, but if you said a different statement within that point of time, that would be the exact same statement. So therefore, you're left with Rabbi Yossi does hold of a concept of Tok Kedi Dibor. So therefore, our situation, Rabbi Yossi and Rabbi Yehuda, Rabbi Yehuda, it's late, Rabbi Yossi, it's late, Rabbi Yossi and the Chachamim who can be in the case where Rabbi Yossi held that it happened within Tokhli Dibur between the Rav and the Talmud, but in the case where he said it's no good, it's not Tokhli Dibur, and it's not considered to be the same statement, that would be the case where he said, you know, it was after the time period for a Talmud to greet his Rebbe. Okay. Amar Rava. Rava says at the two dots, Edim Shehukhushu Lavsof Huzmo. Let's say Edom were contradicted, and then they became Edom Zomim. Why is that? What is the difference? So again, just to clarify, Edom might come and say, Reuven killed Shimon. And then two other Edom come and say, what are you talking about? Shimon was by me for a party and watched a football game last week. Or, you know, so he's not dead. So that's considered contradictory Edom. That's two versus two. One guy says Reuven killed Shimon. Another guy says, no, Reuven did not kill Shimon. And that's two versus two. We throw that out of base then. But if two Edom come and say Reuven killed Shimon on Tuesday, and then two other Edom say, what are you talking about? You were with us all day Tuesday. We went to, whatever they went. You were on the beach. So that's Edom Zomim. So what happens if that happens in succession, right? The first two Edom come and say, no, Shimon's not dead. Right? It didn't happen. And the second Edom come and say, and you couldn't have even seen that because you were with us on the beach on Tuesday. So in that case, right, so in that scenario, says Rava, Narugin. Again, the first case, everybody goes free, right? We cancel each other out. But Edom Zomim, we kill the first set of Edom. So if that, they're trying to get somebody killed. So Enochanami, right, that Rava says it's fascinating that even if they're Edos was knocked out before the Zomim came, still Neherogin. Right? And why is that? The Achosha Tchilas Hazamahi, right, Elishanol Nigmara. Because contradicting their Edos is the beginning of Hazama, we just haven't gotten there yet. Okay. Amarav, Amin Allah, how do I know? I'll prove it to you. The Tanya was London Rabbi, so. Meidani Beish Plone Shesima Ein Avdo Vihipil Sheno. Now, the halacha is if the master knocks out the eye or the tooth of a slave, slave goes free. And obviously, once a slave is free, right, if there's a second injury there, that he's going to have to pay him right, for that injury, right, because now he's a free person. He's not a slave anymore. He's a free man. So if Edom come and say that the master knocked out his slave's eye and then knocked out his tooth, Sheirei Arav Omer Kane, and this is good for the Rav, as we'll see what that means in a minute. That's good for the master. That order, eye, then tooth, is good for the master. We'll see what that means in a minute. Venimtsu Zomim, and then Edom were Zomim. Mishamun Zme Ayin La'evet. They pay the amount of money, right, that obviously that you would pay for knocking out an eye, you pay that to the slave. So, Hechidami, what's the case? Ilem Katani, if you say it's like Daleka Kadachrina, where there's no other aid, there's no other Edom, meaning it's just this Kad of Edom. Why in the world would they pay the value of the eye to the Eved? Right? Because after they got him free, right, by saying that he knocked out his eye, why should they pay him? Pay him the value, right, of the value of the eye. Meaning, Edom Zomim are going to pay what they tried to get someone else to pay. Right, they wanted to get the master, right, to pay something. But what's going on over here? Would the Edos would have set the aid free? So why should they have to pay, right, the value of his eye? So if Odin also to make kule evid the Rajma Boishlame, what are they trying to do? They're trying to get this evid free, right? They should have to pay the entire value of an evid, right, to the master. Ve'od, and another kasha, right, Zarek Harav Omer Kane, right, Harav Mi Nichole, right, the master is happy, meaning the master is happy with this, right, why would the other one be happy with this Edus, right, that Edus, right, then he would, without, forget that Edus, the Edus is not helping the Rav, that is not helping the master. Without the Edus, he could keep his Eved. So Gemara says, Allah, must be, he could go into Asu Betrei V'Amri, right? Hipo Esheno V'Simas Eno. Must be that the cases where two Edom came and said, really, he knocked out his tooth and then knocked out his eye. The boy, the mace of Rei Harav, Dmei Eno. Because in that case, right, he knocked out his tooth, he goes free, then he knocked out his eye, then you got to pay the value of the eye. Asu Betrei Metzi'ai, and then there's another group of Edom, the middle group, which we didn't mention really in the Mishnah. Or maybe the first one where it mentioned. Okay, whatever, but then there's a middle group that says, no, it's the opposite. It was Eno v'hadar Shino. First he knocked out his eye, then it sent him free, and then he knocked out his tooth. Right? Obviously, the value of a tooth is much less than the value of an eye. And that's a stira between the first edim and the second edim, meaning was it eye tooth or tooth eye, and that obviously is going to make a difference in terms of what the master pays. Right? Either way, the eved goes free. Right, meaning that, and this is what we mean when the master, we said the master is happy with this, right, in the sense that he's only going to have to pay the value of the shein of the tooth, the katani, and then what we said, the middle edom become edom zomim, meaning the ones, what did they try to do? They tried to reverse the order of events. They tried to take it from tooth to eye to tooth. So therefore, mishalman demay ayin le'eved, they would pay the value of the eye to the slave, because mimanav shach, the slave is going free anyway. The only question is, what does he get value for? An eye, right, or a tooth, right? And they, since they tried to switch that, they caused the master to only pay the eye, the tooth. They're gonna have to pay him the value of the eye, right? Pashas is they probably have to pay him the value of the eye minus the tooth, because regardless, the eved was going to get, right, the value of the tooth mimanav shach. Okay, but either way, and therefore, this is what Rava uses to say shma mina chasha tchilas hazamahi, right, that the stira, the chasha, right, again, the first, really in our case, it's the first chaos, the first cut and the second cut contradict each other, right? We don't really accept their testimony, but then when the middle ones become zomim, right, so they have to pay for it, right? That proves, right, that really it's not that their testimony disappeared, right, that the contradiction, this hachasha that they had between the second kot and the first kot, right, was just the beginning of the hazama, right, and therefore they're going to have to pay by, right, the value of the eye minus the tooth. Okay, Abaye's going to come against that, but we'll save that for tomorrow. It's Hashem, and I wish you a great day or night, depending on when you're listening to this.